From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, October 9th. Three schools in Butte County are about to receive millions in additional funds thanks to a state grant. NSPR's Adia White has the details.
The $2.2 million grant was awarded to the Butte County Office of Education. It's part of a statewide effort to create and expand community schools. Those are schools that use new strategies to foster deeper connections between students, teachers, and families. Butte County Office of Education said it will use the grant to support programs at three alternative schools in the county: Comeback Butte Charter, Hearthstone, and Table Mountain School. The grant will go to integrating more supportive services, community engagement, and expanding learning opportunities for students. Educators say the funds will help provide more resources for students at small schools. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
The Butte County Prescribed Fire Training Exchange is offering two hands-on training sessions this month. Participants will learn about using prescribed fire safely and how it can reduce the risk of devastating wildfires. The first training will be held in Cohasset this weekend, and participants will learn about how forest management efforts there played a role in saving some homes during the Park Fire. The trainings are being run in partnership with the Machupta Indian Tribe of Chico Rancheria. The second training will take place on tribal land between Chico and Oroville the weekend of October 19th. And the Chico Airport is hosting an open house on October 19th. The event will be in partnership with the Chico Air Museum. There will be aircraft displays, including of the World War II Joybird and firefighting planes. It will also include a behind-the-scenes tour of airport operations. Those who attend can learn more about efforts to bring back commercial air service to Chico. The day's events will be followed by a movie screening on the tarmac at dusk. And in health news, Butte County residents are being urged to get vaccinated against respiratory viruses this fall. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The Butte County Public Health Department is asking residents to get their flu shot and updated COVID-19 vaccine. The department says it's the best way to protect yourself from respiratory illness. Most insurance plans cover both vaccines, and the department says several flu clinics are also scheduled this month. That includes one in Chico today and in Gridley tomorrow. Another in Oroville is taking place later this month. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend getting your flu shot by the end of October at the latest. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
California is deploying additional rescue workers to Florida ahead of Hurricane Milton. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the deployment of 144 firefighters and support personnel from three urban search and rescue task force teams yesterday. The team members will help with incident management, emergency operations, and search and rescue. Newsom says the deployment will not impact California's emergency response or firefighting capabilities. Hurricane Milton is expected to make landfall this week in Florida as a Category 5 storm. Last month, California sent 140 firefighters and support personnel to help with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. And finally, in legislative news, if voters approve it this November, Proposition 33 could remove restrictions on what a city can do to combat high rent costs. High costs that NSPR's Eric Adams says is prevalent in Chico.
A Harvard University study found about 60% of renters in Chico are spending more than a third of their income on rent and utilities. A new proposition could make it easier for municipalities to implement rent control. A yes vote on Proposition 33 would repeal the Costa-Hawkins Rental Housing Act. Costa-Hawkins bars municipalities from implementing rent control on some types of housing, such as condominiums, single-family homes, and apartments built after 1995. Matt Deppa is the president of the North Valley Properties Association's board of directors. Deppa says the rising cost of insurance and utilities that property owners face needs to be accounted for somehow.
You know, if this prop does pass, I feel actually it will hurt housing in our area.
He says instead of rent control, he'd like to see more housing construction expedited to help ease the high rent costs in the area.
When there's more options out there for more housing, more apartments, more ADUs, rent numbers will come back down. It's been shown.
David Welch is the chair of the Democratic Action Club of Chico. He's in favor of the proposition and says it's important to know a yes vote doesn't mean rent control will be implemented. Rather, it opens the option.
Rent control, if it's done badly, can create problems, but rent control can be done right and can help renters without necessarily damaging the production of housing stock and making it undesirable to be a landlord either. So I think there's a middle ground to be found there.
Proposition 33 is supported by the Democratic Party and opposed by Californians for Responsible Housing. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, October 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanor Grove.